when love goes astray and the flame dies away. You walk the lonesome night.
Hello again, when everybody. That, of course, was When Love Goes Astray. If anyone can tell me who does that song, I will send you a copy of Marina Lombardi's book. It's My Divorce Too, Divorce from a Child's Perspective. It's a gusty Friday just afternoon in New York City. I said gusty, not lusty, at least not yet. So hold on to your hats for the next hour, because we are going to talk about the wonderful world of divorce. This is the Divorce Hour, and I am your host, Larry Bloom. First, I want to give the proverbial shout-out to the people in some 65 separate countries that listen to this show live on Restream and podcast. Wow, 65 countries. You gotta love the internet. And before I begin, I want to do a couple of reminders. Next week, we are honored to have in studio Marilyn Kane, the wife in the famous case of Nichols versus Nichols, with her former husband being the largest deadbeat dad in the state of New York. Future shows are planned for divorcing your pets. How about that one? Starting a new business at the time of a divorce. And I am happy to report that I have been in communication with Dr. Sue Johnson, who wrote the book Hold Me Tight, which I spoke about last week. My hope is to get Sue on the show for the pre-Thanksgiving edition on November 19th. Also, I want to give you a reminder that this show is supporting the Always Remember Those Blue Eyes, and that's not my contact lenses, Always Remember Those Blue Eyes fundraising walk for suicide awareness and prevention from Lower Manhattan to Brooklyn, set for a week from this Sunday, October 24th. This walk is in honor of the memory of Brad LaBombard, a tragic loss to our good friend Susie Smith, who was a previous guest on the show discussing divorce support groups, and to Susie's entire family. It is also of particular importance to me, having lost my own little brother, albeit taller than me, Richard Bloom, to suicide in what is just about today 7 years. Feels like yesterday, and it feels like a lifetime ago. Come out and support this good cause. Make a donation. Walk with us. Remember Brad and Rich. Let their losses not be without purpose. If the money we raise for suicide prevention education saves just one life, it will be worth the effort. And when you walk with us, please come over and introduce yourself to me. I love getting to know the listeners, many of whom have added greatly to this show in terms of subject ideas, call-ins, and their loving support. Thank you. But we need your help to try and eliminate the scourge of suicide. If you need more information on this, such as where to donate, where to meet, give me a call in my office at 212-964-3502 or email me at larry@divorcebybloom.com. Now, as they say, on with the show. Last week, I started to talk about a listener-suggested topic of divorce and self-esteem. I ran out of time last week. Too many words. How unusual for a lawyer. And I will recap without too much repetition and go on. Again, please remember that I am only a divorce lawyer and a divorce litigant and have no training in self-esteem or psychology. My comments last week and today are the product of research, reading, gut reaction, and the fact that I have been a divorce litigant for the past 2 years. The fact that I've been a divorce attorney for the past 30 years is not terribly relevant to this particular issue. part of my research included Sue Johnson's book, Hold Me Tight, and Spencer Johnson's book, I don't know if they're related, Who Moved My Cheese? These books are so profound that everyone should read them. In fact, I have already decided that in addition to giving a check to family and friends getting married, although it now seems that they are children of family and friends who get married, I will be giving a copy of Hold Me Tight as well. The lessons in this book about communication between partners and the substitution of positive communication, pushing aside negative communication and what I call stonewall communication, are so important that I cannot say enough about it. It should be required reading for every human being on the planet. I can't give it a better rave. Okay, and like I said, in a couple of weeks, I hope to bring Sue Johnson in here so that we can actually talk about some of the concepts that she raises. Okay, without repeating everything I said last week, let me review the general topics. If you want the full discussion and the astute observations of my listener caller, just tune into the podcast, which can be found on the talkingalternative.com website under the Divorce Hour. If you want to participate in the show, don't hesitate to call in. Our toll-free number is 877-480-4120. We'd love to hear from you. So last week I quoted and I repeated, and I'm going to repeat again, the words of my friend Karen McMahon, a divorce coach, who says, what we think controls what we feel, and what we feel controls how we act. Call it what you like. Peter Pan called it, think happy thoughts. Norman Vincent Peale called it, the power of positive thinking. Let's face it. Self-esteem is usually shattered at the time of a divorce and its aftermath. And this is true whether you are the dumper or the dumpee. The nagging questions, what did I do wrong? Why did this happen to me? What could I have done to avoid this? Why have I failed in this? Will I make the same mistakes again in my next relationship? Or my favorite, and maybe my wife was right, my ex, soon to be ex, was right with regard to the fact that it was all my fault, I will never meet anyone, and I will die alone. I have to tell you that such thoughts are the basis for the demolition of one's view of themselves, the destruction of one's own self-esteem. I am not saying that you should never consider the causes of your own marriage's failure. Of course you should. How else can you avoid repeating a mistake? What I am saying is don't obsess about it. Think about it. Feel it. Even act on it. And then let it go. We're going to talk about this more when we come back. We are, of course, on talkingalternative.com. Tell your friends, tell your neighbors, tell everybody you know to listen to this show. I am Larry Bloom, and this is The Divorce Hour.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Hi, I'm New York State Senator Joe Addabbo. I will be hosting a job fair on Friday, November 12th at Aqueduct Racetrack in Queens from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. We will have over 100 companies looking for qualified workers. There will also be lectures on job strategies and networking. So come and bring plenty of resumes and join me on Friday, November 12th at Aqueduct Racetrack for a job fair from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. For more information, please call Pete in my district office at 718-738-1111.
I really need to take better care of myself. If only I had someone to help me with my lifestyle. I feel like giving up.
Is this you? Mind over matter, health and fitness can help. If you're expecting an epiphany, chances are it's not happening. Mind over matter, health and fitness can help you get back on track or start a new life in fitness. Join Joshua Margolis, fitness expert, at 212-865-9290 or visit www.mindovermatternyc.com.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
That, of course, is Whitney Houston, the greatest love of all. Self-esteem, which is what we're talking about today, is, in fact, Whitney reminds us, the children are our future, and our negative self-esteem issues is something we pass down to our children. Let's get past it. You know, sometimes the best conversations are the ones that take place off the air. Sam and I were just talking about, and I'm going to go back to this topic. I'm sorry if I harp on it. It's just so important to me. There's been a rash of teenage suicides of late. All over. There have been suicide pacts between teenagers, high school children. There have been the suicide of the Rutgers student. And we can stop it. We have to stop it. So, you know, the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention is the host organization of the walk on the 24th. Make a donation, please, and come out and support it. You can miss football one Sunday. And the truth is, you can probably get home in time to watch the 4 o'clock game, if not the 1 o'clock game. Okay. Whitney Houston. Self-respect, self-esteem. Okay, don't obsess about why your relationship failed. Just know you bear some responsibility, but also know that your partner does too. None of us have had silent partners. And even the silent treatment is a form of communication, albeit one with absolutely no benefit. Accept those facts that everyone is responsible and then move on. You will meet new people. You will love again. More importantly, you will be loved again. Trust, of course, takes a little longer, but you can trust once your self-esteem has been brought back to reasonable levels. They say there are 8 million stories in the Naked City. Personally, I view New York as a small town where you can literally run into someone on the street that you haven't seen in 30 years, and where you can see celebrities walking down the street just like you and me. I remember the day I came in to do a show, and standing outside the studio here on West 72nd Street was Julianne Moore with her husband and children. It can happen all the time. You're going to meet people. You're going to meet old people. I don't mean old people. I mean people from your past. Old people is not what I meant. People from your past that played a role. Last week, I ran into a girl I dated in 1981. How about that? Hadn't spoken to her or thought about her since. Until the day I literally ran into her on the street. There are countless dating services on the internet. There are matchmaking services. There are blind dates. You know, the kind your well-meaning friends or their spouses insist you would be perfect for their friend. There are wingmen and wingwomen out there. I remember my dear friend Helene. Without fail, every time I was with her, and we were just friends, I met someone that I dated. She was the best wingman ever. It's a shame that now she lives in Atlanta and I live in New York. So go out there. Kiss some frogs. Let's face it, not everybody you meet is going to be Mr. Right or Ms. Right. They may not even be Mr. Right now or Ms. Right now. But ultimately, kissing enough frogs, you will find your prince or your princess. Don't be afraid. When you feel that you are attractive to others, you will create an aura that will draw people to you like a magnet. When you are attracted to someone, it is the greatest feeling in the world. And when you feel good, you exude the self-confidence that perpetuates your attractiveness and puts you on the road to recovery. On the road to regaining your self-esteem. Now, I'm not going to talk too much about dating today, unless you want to call in and talk about dating. I am, one of my shows planned in the future is the dating show. And I have a matchmaker slash dating service expert who will be coming in and talking about that. Last week, I also talked about making a list of your attributes. This, of course, is what every mother calls count your blessings. It's what Carole King meant when she said, you've got to get up every morning with a smile on your face and show the world all the love in your heart. Then people are going to treat you better. You're going to find, yes, you will, that you're beautiful as you feel. And as I said last week, I actually say that to myself every morning. Does it make me more beautiful? I don't know. You be the judge. And let's talk about perfection. Nobody's perfect. Okay? Remember that. No one is perfect. For myself, I strive to be perfect, and that's a self-defeating prophecy. You can't help but being disappointed when you prove to be just plain human and fallible. I think each of us, when it comes to ourselves, are a lot like Hebrew National. We hold ourselves to a higher authority. I have believed that I should not make mistakes, which is, of course, an invitation for my self-esteem to be vulnerable. Perfection means making a list of imagined shoulds and musts, definitive statements. But the truth is, if you're going to make a change in your life, think of it as going with a preference, a choice, a desire. Don't make it an absolute. Because when you do that, ultimately, you're going to say to yourself, I couldn't meet perfection, so I am a failure. You think, what you think controls how you feel. How you feel controls how you act. And added to that, how you act is what you project to the rest of the world. You want to set yourself up for failure? I don't recommend it. Being in a divorce, being in a failed marriage, is enough of a hit on your self-esteem. Don't compound it by assuming that you have to be perfect. Nobody's perfect. And you know that because the person you thought was perfect when you married them turned out to be not so great. So we're going to talk about it. We're going to talk a little more about making changes because that's the next big topic. And we'll do that when we come back here at TalkingAlternative.com. I am Larry Bloom, and you are listening to The Divorce Hour.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
Is your marriage in trouble? Are you considering divorce? Hello, I'm Lawrence Bloom, a family law attorney in New York and New Jersey. No one is happier than the day their divorce is final. My firm can help you. We take the nasty out of the divorce process and make people happy. Please call us at 212-964-3502 for a free consultation. That's Lawrence H. Bloom at 212-964-3502. We make people happy.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
Better song for self-esteem. Rod Stewart, Do You Think I'm Sexy? Remember those conversations you have with the mirror? The answer, of course, is yes. I am a god. I am sexy. All right, let's make some changes. If a strategy, and this isn't anything in life, if a strategy doesn't work, let it go and make a better choice. As Dr. Phil often says, if what you're doing's not working, try doing something different. That's my Dr. Phil imitation. Your life isn't perfect. God knows mine isn't. Work to improve things with some of the things that I'm about to discuss. If you binge, and everybody does, whether it be on food, liquor, drugs, or my personal favorites, binging on people and self-pity, then just feel it for the day. Experience it. And then you can be Scarlett O'Hara and say, tomorrow is another day, and start all over again. In Alcoholics Anonymous and in most of the 12-step groups, my favorite being Codependence Anonymous, because I'm a people pleaser, they make a big deal about milestones of not drinking for X number of days. But if you have a misstep, tomorrow is simply a new day one. As I sit here now, having recently done my binging on those topics that I love to binge on, besides Oreos, double stuff Oreos. Anybody wants to send me a treat, I love double stuff Oreos. My nutritionist would kill me for saying this, but that's my comfort food. Anyway, I recognize that today isn't only X days since the last time I beat myself up in this binge of self-pity, binge of food, binge of depression, binge of people. But it is also day one as well. Every day is a new day, and it gives me an opportunity to go forward. Celebrate your successes. If you don't, why in the world would anyone else celebrate you? Everybody accomplishes things every day. Now, I'm not saying be conceited about it, but, you know, you do good things. Take pride in them. As Kenny Loggins said, celebrate me home. But first, celebrate yourself home. No one will ever celebrate you if you don't celebrate yourself. And in the words of Michael Jackson, make that change. What else do we do to increase our, or to ameliorate our self-esteem? Surround yourself with positive people. You have friends. One of my flip statements has always been, the benefit of a bad marriage is a lot of good friendships. That actually is true. Rely on your friends. They love you. Now, let me tell you what I consider to be the major difference between men and women, other than the physical, of course. Four women will go out to dinner. They will all go in one car. And they will say, oh, you look great. I love what you've done with your hair. You must be so happy. And what they really mean is, you look like garbage. I'm so glad I look better than you. And I'm glad I have other friends, because that's the way it is. What do men do? Four men go out to dinner. Doesn't matter if they live on the same block. They take four separate cars. That's the way men are. During the whole dinner, they will rag on each other. They will tell them each other that they hate them, that they're ugly, that they're inept, that they're a failure. But that's what guys do. That's the way guys say, I love you, to another guy. Because the truth is, if we hated you, if we hated the person we were with, we wouldn't be with them. We wouldn't use the effort or energy to make up a lie. So rely on those friends. And be positive. Find positive people. There are, of course, people who will only see the negative. One friend of mine, a wonderful, sweet man. Not a bad bone in his body. But he can't help, every time he sees you, to complain about his boss, his boss's son, his mother, his sister, his mother-in-law. You get the point. Try to limit contact with people like that. You're never going to change them. They will certainly not help you create a positive environment for yourself. I've had enough years of therapy to know that the only person you have any possibility of changing is yourself. But know this. If you're with positive people, you will think positively. Those positive people will put positive thoughts in your head, which will control positive feelings, which will control positive actions, which will make you more attractive to the world at large, thus helping your self-esteem. How about that for a formula? So, again, talk to your friends. Now, some friends, and a lot of men are like this, see an issue as an invitation to problem solve. I know that if I say something to my best friend, he will look for a solution. He will weed out anything unnecessary. He will say, it's not about you. He will say, this is the way you should do it. The problem is, when I talk to my best friend about issues that truly concern me, I don't want a solution. I do want a solution, but I want to be able to come up with it. I know that the problem that I'm experiencing has no easy solution. What I want, what I need, and what I have found to be far easier to obtain from women than men is empathy. I want to know I've been heard. So if any of my friends, particularly my male ones, are listening, don't come up with a solution. Just listen. True friends will always be there for you. They will hug you when you need it. They will dry your tears. And they will kick your ass when you need it. When they give you a compliment, they mean it, so believe them. And if you can't figure out your list of positive attributes that we talked about before, start asking a bunch of people, what they like about you. And don't be afraid to give someone a compliment or doing something nice for someone else. By taking the focus off yourself and bringing happiness to someone else, you will naturally feel better and boost your self-confidence. Whether you are a man or a woman, a moneyed spouse or a non-moneyed spouse, the divorce process creates an avalanche of self-esteem issues, regardless of whether you are the one that left or you are the one that was left. Hopefully, with the enactment of the no-fault law, and everyone should be congratulated in the state of New York, we now reach the 20th century, not the 21st century yet. On Tuesday of this week, 3 days ago, we have no-fault divorce. So hopefully all of those bad feelings that are necessary in a divorce complaint to prove cruelty will be out of the way. Okay, we are going to come back and I'm going to talk about some more things that you can do with regard to self-esteem. We are here at TalkingAlternative.com. This is the Divorce Hour, and I am Larry Bloom.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Is your marriage in trouble? Are you considering divorce? Hello, I'm Lawrence Bloom, a family law attorney in New York and New Jersey. No one is happier than the day their divorce is final. My firm can help you. We take the nasty out of the divorce process and make people happy. Please call us at 212-964-3502 for a free consultation. That's Lawrence H. Bloom at 212-964-3502. We make people happy.
Is lack of capital or credit keeping you up at night? The Show Me the Money conference is coming to the Roosevelt Hotel, 45 East 45th Street in Manhattan on November 3rd. This is the best business networking opportunity to meet potential investors and lenders and get answers from our expert panel of business and financial advisors. For more information, call 646-619-8091 or online at Rosado Accounting, that's R-O-S-A-D-O accounting.com/showmethemoney.
This is Tony Martinetti, the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Technology, fundraising, compliance, social media. Small and medium nonprofits have needs in all these areas. My guests are expert in all these areas and more. Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio, Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern on Talking Alternative Broadcasting.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
You got to get up every morning with a smile on your face and show the world. All the love in your heart, then people gonna treat you better. You're gonna find, yes you will, that you're beautiful as you feel.
I Ask For It, Sam plays Carol King's Beautiful. We'll sing that song to the mirror every morning. I know I do. And of course, if I sound good, it's because of Sam. And if I sound lousy, it's because of me. And during this past break, Sam and I were talking some more. He put forth an interesting point to me. 3 to 10 points of positive data is needed to offset only 1 point of negative data. What that means is that one bad thing is going to drag you down as much as 3 to 10 times a positive thing would elate you. Okay, let's take a step back and take a deep breath. Hopefully you can take some or all of the following steps which I have culled from the literature. Talk to someone. That's number one. Talk to someone. Whether a professional or a friend, whether biased or unbiased. My suggestion would be that you should pick someone out who will provide you with the empathy that you need. Again, don't go to negative Neil. Don't go to Switzerland, the affectionate name I give to those friends who want to remain friends with both you and your spouse. I would suggest a friend, whether male or female, who has gone through the heartbreak of their own divorce, who has already experienced the death of his or her marriage. There are no shortage of people in society who've been divorced. There are no shortage in your social circles of people who have been divorced. And I got to tell you, the friends that I considered to be the least likely to be supportive, the ones I considered more wrapped up in what is going on in their own lives actually turned out to be the ones who are the most supportive, the ones that have enabled me to maintain, regain, obtain, whatever you want to call it, my self-esteem and self-respect. You got friends. When you're home alone, you have that little conversation going on in your head, or sometimes I have that little conversation going on out loud, that can only be negative because there's no one there to counteract some of the negative thoughts. Experience your reality. Take whatever lessons you can from that experience and then let it go. Number two, be honest. The literature would say be honest with those around you. But I think the first step is to be honest with yourself. Experience your reality. I just said that. Take whatever lessons you get and let it go. Realize that you're not perfect. Again, we're saying the same thing. Let's go back to number three so I'm not repeating myself. Number three, keep a journal. Or in my case, host the radio show. It really helps in organizing the chaos that usually rattles around in one's head, particularly during the trying times of divorce. Number four, get to know yourself again. Remember what you like to do before you became part of a couple, part of a marriage. Then do that again. For me, okay, wait a minute. Like yourself. You are the most important factor in your own happiness. If you don't like yourself, you're going to have negative thoughts, negative feelings, negative actions, negative aura, and thus a lack of self-esteem and self-respect. Do the things on your bucket list that never seem to get addressed. For me, it is trying to brew my own beer and write a book. Not necessarily about the same things. What better time to dive into the things that you have put off? My daughter Katie, who you will remember so ably guest hosted this show when I was in court one day, gave me a beer brewing kit a number of years ago. It's been sitting in a box, sitting in the same box for a couple of years. But with the chill in the air of October, I know it's only going to get colder, and I am ready to actually try to do it. The book comes and goes, but the beer, I hope to start flowing by the end of the year. I don't recommend anybody drink my beer. I'll try and do it and see if it works out. Okay, what else should you do or not do? Don't put yourself down. You may actually end up believing it. I think that as a result of what I have learned in just preparing for the last week's and this week's shows, I will do my best to refrain from self-deprecating humor. That is going to be really hard for me. I have always treated every obstacle with humor. Oftentimes, it has been at my own expense, and it has nothing to do with my marriage or my divorce. It's just been at my own expense, and it's lousy. Next, accept who you are for who you are, and don't compare yourself to others. You can always find someone who does something better than you. When I have good self-esteem and I complain about a recent breakup, I think she'll never find anyone better looking than me. She'll never find someone more empathetic than me. she will never find anyone who is as sexually attentive as me. She might find someone who's richer than me or taller than me. But you know what? It's okay. Accept who you are. Start making full use of your abilities. Dig a little deeper into yourself and discover your hidden talents. You have them. Ask your friends. Remember I said last week, see if your friends can come up with some good qualities about you, and you would be surprised that their list will be different from your list. Begin viewing mistakes as learning experiences. I didn't make all this stuff up. This is stuff that I have read over and over again. Makes sense. Hard to accomplish. Realize what happened when you made a mistake. Choose to learn that the old ways may not work and explore new alternatives. Again, if what you're doing's not working, try doing something different. Find ways to change your life for the better. As I said last week, make realistic small step goals rather than biting off more than you can chew, winding up feeling worse when you get when you fail at the big issue. Start taking action instead of eternally planning for it. If you want to write a book, put a pen to paper or fingers to keyboard. Don't just think about it, or in my case, I should be writing the story before casting the movie. Yes, I always found that Tom Hanks would be an appropriate me in the movie version of my books, but you got to stop doing that. And I know someone else who felt the same way. She was going to write a book, and she had already cast Heather Locklear as herself. Don't do it. Learn to accept compliments. Don't brush them off. People don't give compliments easily, and you've probably earned it. We have more to talk about. I still have more notes. I'm hoping that I can actually get through all my notes today before the show is over. If you have a question, call 877-480-4120. We are the Divorce Hour. I am Larry Bloom at TalkingAlternative.com.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Hi, I'm New York State Senator Joe Addabbo. I will be hosting a job fair on Friday, November 12th at Aqueduct Racetrack in Queens from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. We will have over 100 companies looking for qualified workers. There will also be lectures on job strategies and networking. So come and bring plenty of resumes and join me on Friday, November 12th at Aqueduct Racetrack for a job fair from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. For more information, please call Pete in my district office at 718-738-1111.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
For the holidays, I'll believe I've missed each and every face. Come on and play uneasy. Let's turn on every love light in the place. It's time I found myself totally surrounded in your circles. Oh, oh my friend.
I love that song, Kenny Loggins, Celebrate Me Home. And the good news is that Thanksgiving will soon be here, and some of the radio stations will go to their old Christmas format, and I will hear that song many, many times. Okay, we're on self-esteem, and I think I'm in my last segment, and I want to make sure that I address this so that I don't have to do a third show on self-esteem. I told you about to learn to accept compliments. What's the flip side? Don't get comfortable if someone puts you down. Challenge it. Or simply walk away. There is no reason for you to accept someone saying things about you, which, even if they're true, are negative. Judge yourself by the content of your character and not by your income, and not by being half of a relationship. Here's a good one. Take pride and show it in your appearance. As the old saying goes, you never get a second chance to make a first impression. Normally on Fridays I come in, well, certainly during the summer, I come into the studio wearing shorts and a t-shirt because this is radio and you can't see me. Today I am sitting in a suit, a tie. I look pretty damn good. You know what? And when you look, you know you look good. You feel better. When you think, remember what you think is what you feel, controls what you feel, controls how you act, controls how you project yourself. And the way you project yourself influences how others see you, and in turn manifests in an increase in your self-esteem. Treat yourself as your best friend. Be patient with yourself. Again, small steps with intermediate reachable goals. As that great philosopher, my mother, said, Rome wasn't built in a day. How about that? Your mother say that too? I know mine did. Forgive yourself. That, of course, is the big F word. Forgiveness. Even if everything was your fault, and I got to tell you, it never is. But even if it is, accept it, learn from it, and then release it. Make yourself a top priority. One of my faults, and I keep saying this, has always been that I've been a people pleaser, having my mood determined by the attitudes other people have of me. Don't do it. Stand up for yourself. Be assertive in advocating for yourself. I'm not saying be aggressive. I am saying be assertive. You have to make yourself a priority, and you have to advocate for yourself. If you don't do it, nobody else is. Don't keep returning to the negative feelings. Okay. You're gonna. So say what you want. Let it out, and then get it out of your system. You know, it's funny. When I date someone more than one or two times, my favorite question is, not that I want to fight with you, but tell me how you fight. Do you yell and scream and call me all sorts of names and get it out of your system? Or do you give me the silent treatment? If somebody tells me they shut down, I walk. It's as simple as that. But by dwelling on hatred and negative thoughts, and obviously there's hatred in a hotly contested divorce, you're going to recreate the negative feelings that have paralyzed you in the past. I can say it and say it and say it. What you think controls how you feel. What you feel controls how you act. Here's a good one. Meet new people. I did a whole show on who gets the friends. I can't think of anything better than making new friends that know nothing about your ex. I'm almost out of time. Let me offer one codicil to this. Be with old friends who are clearly your own friends as opposed to the other's friends or couple's friends. Find new things to do. Challenge yourself with new activities. I'm going to address a little bit of this next week. I want to remind you that this is your show too. I have selected topics that I want to know about as a person going through a divorce. Not as a divorce lawyer, but as a person going through a divorce. Some of the recent topics, including today's, were suggested by listeners. If you have topics you want to talk about, email me at Larry@divorcebybloom.com or call me at 212-964-3502. I also cannot emphasize this enough. If you like what you hear here, don't keep us a secret. Tell your friends, tell your relatives, tell everyone you know and everyone you meet about this show and about the entire Talking Alternative family. Enjoy the week, and be sure to stay tuned for my friend Tony Martinetti and his show on nonprofits. See you right here next week with my special guest Marilyn Kane talking about support enforcement. I am Larry Bloom, and this has been the Divorce Hour on TalkingAlternative.com.
Bombadida, 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 about the clouds when we're together. Just sing a song and think about sunny weather. Happy trails to you till we meet.